Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Another story from the weekend was shocking. I haven't heard the chant. When I asked about it at the weekend, I was told, PJ, you don't want to hear it. I'm kind of coming at this story from something of a disadvantage in that I haven't heard it. But the chant sung about Stephen Bradley's son, the Shamrock Rovers manager's son. The people who sang it have, we understand, been identified. I'll talk with Dermot Usher of Cork City Football Club in a while, but let's go first to Damien Sheenan from the Other Three Amigos podcast. Damien, I'm told, even though I haven't heard it, I'm told, PJ, you really don't want to hear it. Is that the case? Good morning.
Yeah, I suppose when Dermot comes on, he'll probably give you more details as he would have more information. But from what I've heard, yeah, it look, no place for it at all in football. And, you know, there's lines people cross, and unfortunately, you know, they were crossed. And, you know, football can have great banter, and even Stephen Bradley came out and said to themselves that, you know, he understands that some abuse that he might get, you know, directed towards him, you know, a friendly banter, and, you know, between fans. But, you know, at the end of the day, we are League of Ireland supporters, we're football supporters, and, you know, there's certain things you can't do, and, yes, you know, unfortunately, it marred a brilliant match, you know. Shamrock Rovers in town, we beat them 1-0, 3 men sent off, atmosphere was the best atmosphere I've seen since 2017. You know, it was just unbelievable. And then, you know, about an hour afterwards, I started hearing things that had happened about 40 minutes after the game. So when the players were warming down, the Shamrock Rovers players were warming down, and Stephen Bradley was on the pitch, there was a few people in the up in the rooftop bar of the corner flag, yeah, who started shouting things towards him. You know, they had gone in there after the game, I think. And look, the club acted very swiftly. You have to credit the club, you know, the security, the club, the corner flag, everyone acted so swiftly. And, you know, within 2 days, two people have been identified. Two people have come forward, and I think they've, you know, working with the Stephen in the corner flag to get CCTV. And, you know, it's, you have to credit the club and acting so swiftly and absolutely putting the foot down on it straight away. You know,
like you said, banter is part of being at any sporting occasion, and Turner's Cross is known for its banter. But there's a line.
Absolutely,
there's a line, and this went way over that line.
100%. I mean, you know, so Josh Bradley, which is Stephen's son, he's 9, and he's, you know, he's battling leukemia at the moment. So, you know, the chants, you know, were made towards Stephen about Josh, and you know, as much as we might dislike the Dubs, and, you know, dislike, there's just these lines in football, and you know, the lads that did it, you know, do they regret it? I would presume that they are probably will regret this more than anything they'll ever have done in their life, you know. But
They have, that's it. I'm reading here from the Sun where it says they have been identified, so that it's known who they are now.
Yeah, I believe two of them came forward. I can't be 100% on that, but I do believe that definitely one came forward. Okay. Pretty soon after it happened, I think another person has come forward as well and admitted what they did. I've heard that there was audio has been recorded as well. There was a GoPro which was on the goal behind the goal in front of the shed, and that was still recording, and it picked up the audio. And it's just a case of, what was said was it's not. I wouldn't say it on radio,
Yeah. That's I went looking on Saturday to see could I get a bit of audio.
Yeah.
And the one person that I reached out to, actually, Pete, you don't want to hear it. You just don't want to hear
it. Yeah. You don't. And it shouldn't. No one should ever hear anything like that. As I said, there's lines in football, and unfortunately, they were crossed, and it's brought a bit of negativity on, League of Ireland, soccer, Cork City, but at the end of the day, this was just a very small handful of foolish lads.
There's an I Donate has been set up now, Damien, to fundraise for Bumbleance, and it's a kind of a response from fans to say, listen, this is what we really think.
Yeah, so what we did, we've a fans forum, and the suggestion was there that maybe we should show that, what the club is really about, what our fans are really about. So we decided set up a fundraiser this morning. So we got in touch with Shamrock Rovers and actually Stephen Bradley himself, and he gave, the blessing that he'd like us to, raise money for Oscar's Kids. They're a children's pediatric cancer treatment, and Josh is one of their clubs. They've already come up and tweeted it themselves, saying, they're so happy for it. And Bumbleance as well, which is a huge children's charity. They do so much work around the place as well. So we launched it this morning just to show,
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Cork City fans are, we're not like what he experienced.
To be fair, Stephen Bradley, I think, is a long time in football. He knows that too, doesn't he, Damien? He does. He knows.
Yeah, I know. And I suppose, I do believe that he was really upset. I spoke to a few people in Shamrock Rovers over the weekend, and I just wanted to show that. I suppose as fans, we just want to show that, give him a small bit more. Give him a bit more faith and humanity back. We probably lost a bit, and so we started this morning. There's €1,200 raised already.
It's fairly close to 1,400 now. It's almost gone up. Yeah, it's great.
Just to try and take something out of it and give back. It's trying to make amends, I suppose.
All right,
for what happened.
All right, Damien, thank you. The Other Three Amigos podcast, and indeed of this parish from time to time at the weekends. Damien Sreenan, thank you. Let's go to Dermot Usher, owner of Cork City FC. As I said, Dermot, I went looking for Tahirish just for context, knowing we'd be discussing it this morning, and the one person I reached out to said, you don't want to hear it. Fairly disgusting stuff. Good morning.
Good morning, BJ. I suppose nice to be on the show, but not for the right reasons this morning. Look, I think the club are embarrassed. I think we've reached a point now where we have to draw a line as regards what is tolerated within the club and the supporters, and a line has been crossed and it won't be crossed again.
Like, there's banter and banter, and as you know yourself, the Turner's Cross, and in particular the Shed, well known for its banter over the years, but this came from outside really and could be heard inside. You've identified, or have the club identified, who did it?
So two people have been identified. They came forward. There's the possibility of one more person to be identified still. So my understanding is that the guards picked up CCTV yesterday. We have a GoPro camera which has sound, which was still running at the back of the goal at the Shed end. So what we're looking to do is sync up the sound with the CCTV, and we should be able to match up a few things there and get to the bottom of it all.
Should you identify and verify individuals involved here, Dermot, will they ever be welcome in Turner's Cross again?
No, lifetime bans. We're laying down the law here. A mark has been crossed, the line has been crossed. And I think as a football club and as the supporters, it's been absolutely unanimous. The disgust has been shown as what was said. It's just not going to be tolerated.
Okay. The result, I was sitting at home, I was watching something else at home on Friday, and the result came up, and I thought, what a fantastic, and it really did sully a marvellous night at Turner's Cross.
It did, and it seems to have been completely forgotten that we won 1-0, it was three red cards, it was an unbelievable roller coaster of a game, and it's a bit sad that we're not talking about that this morning rather
well,
than
well, let's talk about it a little bit, because you and I did the last time you were on. You said to me, look, there's a long, adventurous season there, and we just need a few good results to be okay. Could that result be a turning point, Dermot?
Yeah, we probably felt even the match before against Sligo was a turning point. And I think within the club, I think we were, I wouldn't say quietly confident, but we're measured and assured as regards what we're doing. We're confident in the players that we have in the squad. There'll be a few more additions coming in to strengthen things, few things up in the July window.
There's a spending window coming up, yeah.
There is,
you have a few bob.
Geez, I don't have too much left after buying this club, but anyway, the few bobs that I have, I'll spend a few more quid. We get some players in. I think the key for us is, first of all, to stay up. Let's see if we can go on a bit of a cup run as well. Let's try and get some more people coming back into the Cross and help support everything that we're trying to do.
Well, as Damien said, and he's been to many a match at Turner's Cross, he said the atmosphere Friday night prior to this disgraceful incident, the atmosphere had been electric.
Absolutely, and you know, there were still 2,000 people weren't at the game. You know, so we've plenty of capacity, so I'd really encourage everyone to come and experience it, because what was said on Friday night happened a half an hour after the game. I think if somebody was shouting those things within the game, I think it would be dealt with very quickly by the home support. But so I'd encourage, it's a really good family match night experience. We have a family section in the main grandstand and up at the St. Anne's end. You know, there's a lot of good work has been done in the memory of John Kennedy. You know, I'd encourage people come to matches. It's how I got into League of Ireland football, through my relationship with my own two sons. My marriage had split up. I had the kids with me on a Tuesday, Friday, Saturday. I said, what am I going to do you two guys? We started going to League of Ireland matches all around the country. Went for dinner, went for the game. Yeah. And it's a great way to do something with your kids and with your family.
Okay. And lastly, just briefly, returning to where, and whatever the guards do and whatever the investigation happens will happen, but your words to those people who know who they are, you will never set foot in Turner's Cross again.
No, absolutely not. The line has been crossed and we will deal with that. Yeah.
All right. Dermot, thank you very much and good luck for the remainder of the season. We'll talk again, no doubt. Dermot Usher, owner of Cork City FC.
see no changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, killing, he's a hero. Get it to the kids, who the hell cares? One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship them, don't let them deal with brothers. Give them guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brothers, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how I was supposed to be. I can the devil take a brother if he's close to me. I let it go back to when we played as kids, but then it changed. That's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
See no changes, all I see is racist faces. Misplaced hate makes disgrace to races. We under, I wonder what it takes to make this one better place, let's erase the wasted. Take the evil out the people, they'll be acting right. It's both black and white, it's smoke tonight. And the only time we chill is when we kill each other. It takes guilt to be real time to heal each other. And although it seems evident, we ain't ready to see a black president. It ain't a secret, don't conceal the fact. The penitentiary's packed and it's filled with blacks. But some things will never change. Try to show another way, but staying in the dope game. Now tell me what's a mother to do. Being real don't appeal to the brother in you. You gotta operate the easy way.
I made a G today,
but you made it in a sleazy way. Selling back to the kids,
I gotta get paid.
But hey, well, that's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Damn it, yeah.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
We gotta make a change. It's time for us as a people to start making some changes. Let's change the way we eat. Let's change the way we live. And let's change the way we treat each other. You see, the old way wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. And still I see no changes. Can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. Instead of war on poverty, they got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did a crime I ain't have to do. But now back with the facts, giving it back to you. Don't let them jack you up, back you up, crack you up, and pips back you up. You gotta learn to hold your own. They get jealous when they see you with your mobile phone. But tell the cops I can't touch this. I don't trust this. When they try to rush, I bust this. That's the sound number two. You say it ain't cool. My mama didn't raise no fool. And as long as I stay black, I got a stage strap. And I never get to lay back, cause I always got to worry about the payback. Some buck that I roughed up way back, coming back after all these years. Rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat. That's the way it is.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah. That's just the way it is.
Tupac changes.
Things will never be the same.
Credit Bruce Hornsby for the original melody.
That's just the way it is.
Cracking song. 0818 96 96 96. Damien asked me to call out the I Donate page again. It's idonate.ie/CCFC. And I can tell you now that it has shot up in the last few minutes. It is 1,465. It was 1,200 and something when I started talking about this less than half an hour ago. And this is for two charities, the Bumbleance and Oscars Kids Ireland. And it's being done. The fundraisers, or the people behind the fundraiser, got on to Stephen Bradley and spoke to him. And they're passionate Cork City FC fans. And they're raising money for two children's charities. Bumbleance, which everybody knows about, but Oscars Kids Charity, which is another a charity dealing with children with a serious illness, and it's a way of, and they call it, making amends for what happened on Friday night after what had been one of the best results in a very long time for Cork City Football Club.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.